and that happy tune is yours too. Life can be so sweet on sunny side street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover,
I used to be with it, but then they changed what it was. Now what I'm with isn't it, and what's it seems weird and scary to me. It'll happen to you.
Crossed over, if I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet, on the sunny side of the street.
This is where your day turns around. If it's been a crappy day.
Do the Cardinals play tonight?
No, they don't play tonight. I think they're off tonight.
Oh, okay.
But this is the day for those of you who get
tomorrow,
off.
Tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday.
They're off.
Sunday. You know what? Had a really nice
that was mean.
Sort of opening I was trying to do.
Oh, sorry.
You guys stepped all over it.
I'm sorry.
For that, turn my headphones up a little bit. I'm going to let people know you're not doing your job very well. Up a little bit. There you go. All right. Edit all that out.
All right.
Side of the street. Good afternoon, everybody. Here we are, the 15th day of October. Another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
No, it's not today.
It's the 3rd of June.
Okay. It's in some song.
Yeah.
So this is where, if you were having a good day, this is where it gets even better. If you're having a crappy day, we'll try to turn that around for you. This is like no strain on your brain, no arguing, no politics, no raving madness about the fact that the Cardinals aren't playing anymore or how the Blues are doing or not doing. This is just nonsense. This is for fun. And we got a couple of things that we're going to kick around today. We have the Burke segment. We have Scott Sherman coming in about close to 4:30. And that's been going very, very well. And thank you for getting it when I said we can't hit him with some complicated, heavy, multi-layered legal thing. There's no time to cover it. But if you have a simple legal question, here's an example. Oh, I got a DWI 2 nights ago. I don't know what to do. I hear my options are this, this, or this. What do you suggest? That kind of thing. I got a ticket. My son did fill in the blank.
My neighbor put up a fence.
Yes, thank you. My neighbor pees in my yard all the time. Or I'd like to put up a fence because to keep him from being in my yard. My neighbor's dog is always running loose and coming into my yard and pooping. Then he'll pick it up. That kind of thing. Or business legal questions. So he'll be in about, did I say 4:30?
Yeah, about 4:30.
So let's start with the Burke segment. Get that done because that's really the way this should work. Because when Mr. Burke taught history, he'd walk into class. First thing he'd say was, does anybody have anything to say?
Oh, boy.
I do. Go ahead, Dan.
Two people stepping up to the plate today. That's a beautiful thing.
It is.
The one who spoke first goes first, Eon the Peon.
Oh, okay.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I mentioned a couple days ago, somebody emailed me and said, look up this guy on Wikipedia and read about him. He was the guy that could eat, and he had that voracious appetite and could eat.
Yeah.
He ate 1 year 174 cats. Just because
he's never, not in this country.
No.
We don't go for that.
No. This was, but yeah, back long
in this country,
ago.
The limit's 10 cats.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah, 10 cat limit. So this guy I just stumbled upon by my own.
What's the matter?
by my own doing, I found this guy, Gary Dockery. And what a weird story this is. So he was a police officer.
Is he Hickory's brother? No, that's Dickory. Hickory Dickory. It didn't even work.
Aren't they doctors?
He was a police officer.
Yeah, he's a doc.
In Tennessee. And in 1988, he was shot in the forehead by a drunken assailant as he responded to a domestic disturbance call.
That's ugly.
And I think his partner at the time helped resuscitate him, but he slipped into what doctors called a persistent vegetative state. It's essentially a coma, right. Unable to communicate except occasionally with eye blinks and groans. Indicating, and so I don't know if that's necessarily a coma because
no, if you're responding, and by the way, that's when you don't pull the plug. If they're responding, yes, blink twice if you understand me. Blink, blink. Ooh, okay.
So
I think a coma. There's
occasionally
nothing.
Though it was nothing that happened regularly, but it indicated that part of his brain was still working. So 7.5 years later, he wakes up one day and starts talking.
How long later?
7.5 years.
Wow.
Wakes up, starts talking, recognizes old friends, recalls the name of his horses that he used to have, recalls camping trips that he used to take. And then the next day...
What was that hospital bill?
The next day, he falls silent again.
Is this true?
This is absolutely true.
Where
story.
Is this?
It was in Tennessee. Wow. Next day, he falls silent again, and then he had to recover from lung surgery with a serious bout of pneumonia. He never recovered again. He never talked again. Just that one day, he sat up, talked, recognized everybody, fell back into the
that is weird
vegetative state, and then a year later, he died.
Wow.
From a blood clot in his lung.
And you know, when he fell back out, they're thinking, well, he came out of it once.
He could,
yeah. Let's keep him going.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll come out again.
So I just thought that was it.
That's
you hear
very
those coma
weird.
Stories, but yeah, that is weird. The next thing I have, I know they're not an advertiser, but they're a pretty big company that we mention from time to time. McDonald's.
Never.
They've started. They've started the. Have you been able to get one of their breakfast?
Yes,
items
and here's
after?
Yeah. Let me tell you something. Here's the problem.
It's limited.
Yeah, yeah. I wanted
no McGriddles.
No McGriddles, no biscuits.
No.
Oh, really?
No, no and no scrambled
no
eggs. No scrambled eggs, no biscuits.
It's a limited menu, yes.
What is that?
Limited breakfast menu.
I've only done it once, and it was good because it was hot and fresh. You could tell that they had to make it. You know, in the morning, I guess, when you go, maybe they have 4 or 5 of each item sitting there in the warmer, ready to go. But it was nice that it was hot and fresh. But I did have to pull forward and wait, you know, that where they go, can you please pull up to that spot ahead and we'll bring it out to you? I did have to wait about 5 extra minutes. So this article is saying a lot of the franchisees are getting upset because it's slowing down their ticket time.
Why would it be any slower than making any other sandwich?
Because that was the problem with the switchover before, why they had to stop at 10:30, because the amount of griddle space you have to cook the eggs, the burgers, the sausage patties, there's not enough room to cook everything. So they're having an issue with that now. A lot of them, and so another franchisee wrote that they're not getting new customers by doing this. No. Essentially, they're getting customers buying lower priced breakfast items during lunch, where
where this is going.
Breakfast. They so cool. It'll be interesting to see how this happens. And then a lot of, like you said, it's regional what the menu has. Some
you
cities,
want scrambled eggs? Go to Illinois.
It is. Some cities don't have the hash browns.
That's another thing you don't have here, hash browns.
Now, see, I did.
I love those hash browns.
I thought they did at the one. Maybe it's location to location. Maybe it's that severe where.
That's weird.
Like you said, some said they are not offering McMuffins or only biscuits or this and that. So it's not a perfect thing yet.
I think they are doing McMuffins and
yes,
no
that's
biscuits.
What I had.
Yeah, no
three
biscuits.
Three weeks ago, I'm at a McDonald's, and they told me to pull up to that, that spot.
Yes.
Pull up, and we'll have. I'm making this up. 20 minutes, and I finally shut the car off.
Did you walk in?
I went in.
Yeah.
They didn't know what I was talking about. It was never turned in. They completely forgot it.
How was it never turned in?
I just sat there an hour. No. I walked in. I said, here's my order. And they found it. Somebody said it and never handed it on down the line.
It was in the bag.
It's electronic.
No, it was just.
The ticket was there. Nobody
made it. The window person, instead of passing it where they should have, I guess, got busy and set it down thinking I'll move it over here later.
See, I thought when they punch it into the register, it prints in the kitchen.
They didn't. Know anything about it. And at least the gal in the window looked at me and she said, yes,
I remember you 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, and she said, I'm sorry, he did order. And once somebody apologizes, I'm okay. What are you going to do, tear them apart?
I don't like that. I don't like the fact that they can serve other people behind you, but yet, I mean...
Yours isn't ready yet.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how... Because I've had to wait 5 to 10 minutes sometimes.
It's worth a wait for McGriddle.
Well, that's true.
That's a good.
But that lady remembered you because she goes, "I remember that hunk of a man at the window."
I wasn't down south.
What was that all?
I don't know.
Where did that all come from?
I don't know.
You just want to do that impression?
Yeah, I just wanted to do that.
Brother,
that's all I had.
I remember
and no
that
woman
hunk of a man
has ever called me a hunk of a man.
Oh.
Hunk
no,
of blubber.
I don't think I'll ever be.
Hunk of other stuff. Hunk of other stuff, but not hunk of a man. And now we turn to the. Can I mention your new purchase?
Yeah, sure. I was gonna bring that up.
I'll let him tell you. Here's Dan Strauss.
Thank you so much, Frank.
You're welcome.
I had a doctor's appointment for one today, and I thought I was going to get the. The prostate.
Mm-hmm.
Digital.
You were hoping you'd get it.
I was. I brought flowers in and some wine, and he didn't do it. But he did say that now, aside from that, if your PSA level is at a 2 or
that's
lower, then they won't do. They don't generally do the the tests.
Beautiful.
Like every year like that. But if your level's at 2.5 up to 3 somewhere in there, now they may want to take a biopsy.
And a friend, his PSA was 18.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah. Prostate size of watermelon.
Oh, yeah.
Now, that doesn't necessarily mean
cancer.
No,
it doesn't mean you have cancer. It means you have a large prostate.
Yeah.
I have a large prostate. I'm not ashamed to say it.
I don't...
It comes from being overly sexually active. That's how you get it.
Yeah, does it?
Yes.
Oh.
Providing too much service to women.
Man, the mind's huge.
You are providing the service. I thought you were getting service.
Yeah.
No, I provide it to myself. That's how you get a large one.
So I had to go get blood taken. I am the worst with getting blood taken.
Not me. I don't mind it.
I've told them before that they have a hard time finding veins. So I told the lady, I said, you might have to use one of those butterfly needles on me.
So you're telling her how to do her job.
Yeah, because they've had to use butterfly needles on me, and that's what they use on kids to go in and get the vein. And this girl said, I guarantee you I won't have to do that. And she puts the tourniquet on and poop right in. And she got blood.
Right.
I've had them before where this girl, I had to say, stop. She stuck me 5 or 6 times. And she goes, I cannot get this. I'm like, stop. You're killing me. So I had to get blood drawn today. So then I went to Guitar Center. And
yeah, I would never mention their name. Did they give you a discount guitar? They give you the guitar? Free?
No, you shouldn't have mentioned them.
Edit that out.
I'm sorry. Edit that out.
Right. Edit that out. Now start over and say, I went to a store where they sell guitars.
I went to a store that sells guitars, and I was going in looking for one specific guitar, and it's like you said, we were talking, like you going into a gun shop.
Oh, my goodness. You're like a candy store.
Yeah, you're like, it's like crazy. You just look at all of them, and I started playing a couple.
And what you're really thinking is, I want that one, I want that one, and that one,
yes.
And that one.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And I narrowed it down to 2 of them, and I went back and forth and back and forth, and I ended up getting this one. I actually walked out of the store. I was going to leave, and the manager came out. I was just standing there smoking, and we were talking, and then he's like, I'll give you 10% on that and this, and then your trade-in. So I had a guitar to trade in, too. So
do you play it? It's electric. You plug it in and play it in the store?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And do people gather around and go, man, this guy must be with a band. He's good.
Yeah.
I wonder who he is.
No, because everybody else in there is, if someone wants to sit down and they're playing a guitar, they're playing guitars through amps and everything.
You have headphones on.
No, you just play them.
You have 8 different people trying guitars with amps, just blasting through the store.
it's like the worst band in the world.
It's not really loud or anything like that. You don't turn them up.
You know what's going to happen? They're going to have, probably working on it now, putting it up, that guitar up in a case. Cause this is the exact guitar that Dan Strauss plays. And they're going to sell a ton of them. Because that's why you shouldn't give them a free mention. They're going to use you as a vehicle, a marketing vehicle.
Oh, my goodness. But I got this new guitar, and it is beautiful.
The wood is beautiful. It's wood. It's beautiful. Yeah. It's like a bird's eye maple or something.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's kind of a sunburst type thing or something.
Now, will you sound better since you have that?
Oh, heck yeah.
Really?
No, it'll sound a little different, though. It has different tones and
see,
stuff.
It wouldn't to me, because I don't know. It wouldn't. I couldn't tell you any difference.
And for the bass, it's not a huge difference, and it's a lot of feel with the
neck. But you know what? Here's the difference. It looks good.
Oh,
and it feels good.
Yeah.
It might not. It's like handguns. You know, 9mm, 38, 45, whatever. They're all the same caliber. They shoot the same bullet. It's just that there's a look and a feel that's different.
And
the outcome is pretty much the same.
And we were talking. I was talking to some of the guys. Most of them there, they play guitar or play some sort of instrument, so they know what they're talking about a little bit. But we were talking, and the guy said, it's really weird because guitars like that, the ones that really look cool, don't sell as well as, like, the black ones and the regular just sunburst guitars that you see a lot. He goes, a lot of people will come in and go, oh, man, that looks really cool. They'll play them. They like it. And then they'll go to the old traditional black one or sunburst. And they won't really go to, they have some beautiful guitars in there. And the guy says, I can't sell that one. I can't sell that one because of the color. They won't buy the color. I'm like, that's crazy. I want something different. I don't want something that everybody else has.
All right. Well, congratulations.
Yeah, thanks.
Anything else?
No, that's it.
All right, close the bird segment. Bird segment is officially closed. When we come back after the first break, I have a tip and I have a suggestion for everybody because of something that happened to me earlier today, and it happens to every one of you. And there's a way we can avoid, we can help other people avoid having this happen to them. It's actually really simple. But if we don't do this, sometimes we cause other people to be very uncomfortable, and it's very awkward. And I'll tell you after the break. See, that's called a teaser.
Wow.
Makes them keep listening.
Yeah.
I know all about how this business works. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet is doing something that every other dealer is doing. They're trying to sell their inventory of 2015s to make room for the 2016s. I wish there would be a better way to say it, because every year, every dealer says that same thing. We need to move out the 15s to make room for the 16s. And it starts to become something I don't think you pay much attention to, because you hear it every model year as soon as the new ones are on the way. The fact of the matter is, it's true. And it's true at every dealer, not just at Londoff. So why would you go to Johnny Londoff? Well, first of all, the inventory. They have an incredible number of vehicles, like 1,000 vehicles. And this is a one-location dealership. When I see some of these other commercials, they go, we have 2,000 vehicles in stock. Yeah, you also have 6 locations. Of course you do. If you can't find the Chevy you're looking for at Londoff, and the chances of that are slim, of your not finding it, but if that's the case, believe me, they will get it and find it for you and have it there before you knew what hit you. 2015 Chevy Cruises. That Cruise is a really neat car, starting at $15,800, and that's brand new. Up to $12,000 off select Silverado crew cabs and double cabs. Now, I'm still kind of confused on the truck cab thing, because standard cab is just no back seat, okay? Regular cab, that's called regular cab. Now, there's crew cab, double cab. What happened to extended cab? They don't say that anymore. Which one is the full back seat? I'm going to have to take a refresher course on
I don't know
this.
Either anymore.
There used to be a third door, not four doors. There was a third door or something, and you could get in on one side. I don't know if they do that anymore. The point is this. Whichever Silverado you're looking for, they have them. They don't want to keep the 15s. And I've known in my life people who only bought new cars at the end of a model year. I know people that only buy demos. They'll only buy a car if it was driven by the owner or driven by a salesperson who's got a few miles on it, and they save some money. My dad, when he used to say, if I can ever afford to buy a new car, I know how I'm going to do it. I'm going to buy a demo, because my buddy so-and-so, he does it that way. He buys a demo. But there are people who wait till the end of, well, for you people, it's here. The end of the model year is here. And then there are people who want to be the very first to get the 2016. They want one before anybody else has one. Why, Jim, is that a 2016? Sure is. I got one before anybody got one. And that's news for about a month. And then there are plenty of them available, and you know you have bragging rights for a week or two, maybe a month. So whichever category you fall into, here's what you could do for us if you're really AM and the PM. The biggest favor that you could do us is to shop. And you notice I said shop. I didn't say buy it there. I said shop. It's up to them to get you to want to buy it there. And they do a very good job of that. All we do is ask you to give them a chance. Give them a shot at your business. Shop Johnny Landoff Chevrolet. It's at the Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270. Yes, you can go online, Landoff.com. Johnny, if you are really AM and the PM, and I told you this yesterday, we're working on a program. It's classified and top secret. Mike Breitenstein, our chief engineer, is working with a detective agency. And very soon, we're going to be able to find listeners, people who say they're AM and the people, they AM and the PM, going to dentists other than Ballast Dental Care, having kitchens done, places other than Thompson Price, buying Chevy somewhere other than Johnny Landoff, and we will be able to track you. And you don't want to know the horrible things that will happen to you and your entire family. Fair warning. Johnny Landoff, Chevrolet.
Meet me.
You have been warned.
Yeah.
You have been warned.
Yes.
That's right.
And now we have a look at traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
I'm glad I've got my Johnny Landoff Chevrolet.
Darn right.
Don't you feel posted. Better?
I feel a lot better.
You know, my wife asked me a question. I think my wife really enjoys the way you do traffic. She might even have a thing for you. I don't know.
Uh-oh.
She said, you know, Tim Weiland, he's really good. Is that all he does? And I didn't know the answer to that. Do you work like a Baskin-Robbins or something?
No, this is all I do right
now. This is it for you?
A few little voiceovers here and there, but yeah, that's about it.
He's a hunk of a Mayan.
Dan, you know what? That wasn't funny a while ago.
I know.
It's still not funny.
Yeah.
Sorry, Tim. Sorry for that interruption. But no, my wife enjoys you, and she just wanted to know if you had another job. Because as we all know, most radio people have another job.
Well, I used to. After my divorce, I had 5 different jobs to try to make it survive. But
wow, that was some nasty divorce.
Yeah, it was some nasty go.
Sounds like she not only cleaned you out, but she had you owing her money.
Now, Tim's ex is, Tim and I have talked at length.
Is she also Satan's relative?
No, yes, she is. They're sisters, I think.
They were split in the womb.
Yeah, they were.
They were separated, conjoined twins, daughters of Satan.
Yes.
Yeah,
wow.
No kidding.
Sorry,
yes,
you had to go through that. But yeah, now things are good. How's the traffic?
Life is good, but traffic's not. We do have an accident. It's on eastbound Highway 40 just before Highway 270 that's got the two right lanes blocked. And traffic right now is backed up midway between Timberlake Manor and Highway 141. Now, we just have regular volume that's getting going now on westbound 40 between Hampton and McCausland. But then we've got one other thing, and since the airwaves make it north of Springfield, we've got an accident that has Interstate 55 south of Springfield, Illinois, completely shut down. They're saying that 3 semis and at least 2 passenger vehicles are involved, and it's also become a hazardous waste materials situation. So just follow the detours out there. But there are long, long, long lines coming out of Springfield. Southbound 55 shut down south of Springfield. And this traffic report brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. It's so fast, accurate, and easy to use, it's a must-have for any household, especially with children. Get yours at Toys R Us, Babies R Us, and other fine retailers today. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Green 18!
The Tigers play here on KTRS. This Saturday, our Mizzou Tigers travel to Athens to take on the Georgia Bulldogs. KTRS pregame coverage begins at 4, and the game begins at 6:30 p.m.
To the 20, to the 10, to the house!
I'm Mike Kelly, the voice of the Tigers. Join Howard Richards, Chris Gervino, and me right here on the Big 550.
Touchdown, Missouri!
KTRS.
We are Mizzou.
Okay, so I just got off the phone with Stuart Rosenblum at Stuart's American Mortgage Corp, and he gave me good news that he got from the Federal Reserve. You may have heard they're not going to raise the interest rate, at least for the moment, which means right now is the time to do your refi. Give Stuart Rosenblum a call right now at 314-324-4440, and the Bagel loan is still in place, which means zero cost to you. No closing costs, no anything. A few minutes on the phone to get the answers and start saving right away. Whether that means your monthly payment gets lowered, or the term of the loan gets lowered, or you get some cash out to spend on something else. But do it now, because you don't know when the Fed is going to change their mind. The Bagel loan is on the table. Take advantage of it. Call Stuart, who has spent over 25 years in this business and knows it better than anyone. 314-324-4440 or online at stuartsamc.com.
American Mortgage Corporation, number 226715. NMLS, number 2675679.
Suburban Leisure Center would like to demonstrate how to convince your wife that you need to buy gas logs for your fireplace. The next time a good storm comes up, she says,
"Let's build a fire."
Go out, bring in the wood, and accidentally track in mud, leaves, slush, whatever you can.
Oh, look at that!
Then mention you saw gas logs at Suburban Leisure Center. They look just like real wood, but unlike real wood, you don't have to go outside and get it.
Sure.
While out at the wood pile, find that special log that's been sitting deep in the pile.
Ah!
You know, the one that has spiders in it.
Ew!
Mention that creepy things never crawl out of gas logs from Suburban Leisure Center.
Uh-huh.
And always put another log on the fire just before she's ready to call it a night. Tell her you'll have to wait until the fire dies to come to bed.
Oh.
But if you had gas logs, you wouldn't have to wait until the fire goes out. You could just turn it off.
Wish we had gas logs.
And you can get a good price on gas logs at Suburban Leisure Center.
I get it. I see your point.
Suburban Leisure Center on Olive, just a mile west of 141. Online at suburbanleisurecenter.com.
Winter is on its way. Won't be long till the temperatures start dipping. The colder weather's going to be setting in. Is your heating and cooling unit ready to go? What you need to do is call the folks at Premier Heating and Cooling or go online at premierheatingcooling.net. What they can do is they can come into your home and first determine what your comfort needs are and then figure out what you need in your home. Is it a complete overhaul or is it just a part or nothing at all? Premier Heating and Cooling can do it for you. And right now, if you call Premier Heating and Cooling, you can ask about American Standards rebates and utility rebates, which are available as well. Premier is the first and most experienced American Standard dealer in the St. Louis and St. Charles area, recommending the best possible heating and cooling system to meet efficiency and comfort requirements. They will work with you. Those utility rebates are expiring soon, so call Premier Heating and Cooling at 636-916-1122 or go online at premierheatingcooling.net.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend, John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Ladies, you're invited to Bless Jewelers' annual ladies' party this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from 11 a.m. till 6 p.m. 5% of the proceeds will be donated to help find a cure for breast cancer, and you'll save up to 25% off regular prices on jewelry and watches. There will be refreshments and free gift bags with a $100 purchase. You can enter a drawing for one of 10 $100 gift cards. Bless Jewelers is located on Olive, just west of Mason, next to Crazy Bowls and Wraps in the Schnucks Plaza. Bless Jewelers, the small personal jewelry shop with a big heart.
Do you have or suspect you have fibromyalgia? Does pain make every day a struggle? Are you 18 or older? Then consider joining a medical research study evaluating an investigational drug for fibromyalgia-associated pain. The study will last approximately 21 weeks, and all study-related assessments and drugs will be provided at no cost to you. Call 314-831-5999 or visit www.aldaystudy.com.
Scare up your share of up to $175,000 during the Monster Bash Free Slot Play and Cash Giveaway. Fridays in October from 6 to 10 p.m. at Hollywood Casino, St. Louis.
Is the Beatles?
Yes.
Hey, I'm pretty good.
There were bells
on a hill,
but I never heard them ringing.
singing.
No, I never heard them at all till there was you. There were birds in the sky, but I never
I like to sing.
Heard them winging.
I secretly,
no, I never
I've told you this before, I want to be a singer, and I never will be, never was, either have it or you don't, but I enjoy, I sing in the car all the time, I do, and on the way here, if I'm not listening to the station, like if John Carney is saying some stuff that's really funny, then I'll listen. So I've listened twice to him. Otherwise, I have my iPod running through the car speakers. And I primarily listen to music that I listened to when I was 16, 17. Because it, I'm not kidding, it changes your mood. You relive in your mind the girl you were crazy about.
Oh, yeah.
Or, and that's pretty much it. It's always the girl or the boy. I think that music, that's what it does. Think about it. What else?
It'll take you back to a time in your life.
But it takes you back to primarily days or nights that involve a girl, if you're a boy. And I love it and I hate it because it's depressing. It's depressing because you realize at one time you were 17 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of depressing.
And you were after a bunch of girls and a bunch of girls.
I was never after a bunch of girls. I never dated many girls at all. I can tell you right now the name of every girl that I thought I was in love with. And when I say that, I mean your stomach hurts so badly, but you can't stand to be away from it. You're on the phone and you talk. Remember talking for like 3 hours and saying nothing?
What are you doing?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I don't know. Just
sitting here.
I'll tell you what. You play the part of the girl.
Okay.
And I'll be me.
Okay.
Oh, God, he's going to do that voice again.
All right. No, I won't do that.
No, I don't do the southern.
Okay, I won't do the southern voice.
Hello? Gail?
Yeah?
Hey, it's Frank.
Hey, what's going on? I've been thinking about you all day.
And you know what? This is weird. No, this is weird. We're not going to do this.
I'm leaving.
Is already weird.
Oh, okay.
I feel weird.
Yeah, no, this is not good.
I'll do both parts.
I've been thinking about you all day, big boy.
No, that's not good either.
But yeah, I remember being on the phone and your mom usually would go, "Are you still on the phone?" Because there was one phone. And even if there were two, it's one line.
And you had the cord stretched
so far. The cord was stretched through three rooms and around four corners and under the door and over the top. And it was an 80-foot coiled cord.
I know.
And you tried to talk. So you want your parents to hear you. Love you. And love you, too. So, last night was really fun. I thought it was fun, too. And then you go 3 hours of saying nothing.
Yeah. What are you watching?
So,
are you watching TV?
You watching TV? What were you doing when I called you? Oh, I was just helping my mom clean up, do the dishes. Yeah. I like your mom. You know, and then the girl says she likes you too. Really? Yeah. You really think she likes me? Yeah, she likes you.
What's your dad think of me?
I don't think your dad likes me. And this just would go on. Yeah. And don't tell me you didn't do this. If you didn't, I feel sorry for you if you didn't do it. Because it's a great part of life, but it's an agonizing, stomach ache producing, miserable part of your life too.
Yeah, we stretched the cord and we could go all the way downstairs, and then close that door. And you could you're sitting on the steps because the phone was right by the stairs to go downstairs.
And I know my mother used to have her ear to the wall listening in because she was so afraid I'd get serious about
someone. Yeah,
because she didn't want me marrying anybody.
Yeah.
She never could stand my wife, and she'd have hated anybody I married. Now, before I tell you what I was going to tell you about something you can do to, you know, keep me from being in an awkward situation, I enjoy talking about being 16, 17, 18 because I had a fairly miserable teen life because I didn't get to experience anything or take any chances or do anything that was kind of a little on the edge because I was so suppressed and so strictly raised. I just didn't get to do anything. I didn't smoke a cigarette, didn't smoke a joint, didn't have a beer. My goodness, the first time I touched a girl's breast, I thought I was going to burst into flames and go right to hell. But I remember, and I've told the story, but this is a great story. I hear the names of the girls. This is the first time I've ever revealed the name. These are the names of the girls who were either crazy about me, and I knew they were, or I was crazy about them, or both. Kathy Connors was one. Kathy Matthews was one. Jane Kanoki was one. Gail Satterfield was one, and the woman I'm married to now. And that's like five, and that's it. And that's it. I didn't have a bunch of... So one of these, I'm at her house, and it's about 12:30, 1 o'clock, and we're in the living room. Every house had the same layout.
Is this 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning?
Yes.
Okay.
But I'm at her house, and I've been at her house since about 10:30. I got her home about 10:30, and they had that typical living room sofa. Every living room looked the same. Sofa, a couple of chairs, probably a console stereo. A
coffee table.
Coffee table, some goofy knickknacks that were her grandmother's. And we're sitting on the couch, and we're just kissing. Make it out because I'm in their home. I don't want. I can't risk, you know, getting any feels or something because someone may come around the corner. So it's about 12:30, and from down the hall, her dad says, "Remember this story?" Her dad says, "Good night, young man." I'll never forget this. And I said, "Good night, sir." I actually called him by his name. "Good night, Mister," but I'm not going to mention his name. And now it's 1 o'clock, and we're still kissing, and I hear. "Good night, young man." And I said, "And good night again to you, sir." I honest to goodness, I didn't get it.
I thought he was just telling me
good night. He didn't hear me respond.
Oh, man, senile. He already said good night to me. And
he's going to bed. For God's sakes, go to bed, buddy.
So the third time, that was like, I don't know, 1:15, he comes around the corner in pajamas because all guys, older guys wore pajamas. Old meaning he was 45 or something.
Oh, yeah.
And he stands there and he says, "Young man, twice I've tried to do this in a not so awkward way. I told you good night twice, hoping you'd take the hint." I said, "What hint?" He said, "That it's time for you to go." Now, I don't know what kind of girl you think my daughter is, but it's 1:15, and I believe it's time for you to go. Now, he does this in front of her.
Oh.
And let me say right now, I did not handle this the right way. I know I didn't now. If I'd handled it differently, I might be married to her right now. She was I almost said, gave her away. Yeah. She was cute, put it that way. And I said, "Oh, okay, I'll leave. And I'm never coming back." Ever. And I looked at her and I said, "I'm sorry. You'll never see me again." And as I'm ready to go to the front door, she bursts into tears and she's screaming. And it's like a movie with,
Molly Ringwald
and Margaret or something, where they're the young teen. She goes over and with fists is beating her dad on the chest with the bottom of her fist. She's going, "I hate you. I hate you. I hate you. Look what you've done. He's never coming back. He's never coming back. I hate you. I hate you. I hate you." And screaming, and I just walked. I got in the car and left.
Oh.
The next day at work, and I worked in a little store in Belleville, a little, like a drugstore. My manager, my boss, Mert, and she was a great boss because if I got a personal call, she'd just say, "Hey, got a phone call." She wouldn't go, "I told him you could call back on your break." So I go and I pick up the phone behind the counter, "Hello," and it was the girl's mom. And she says, I feel so bad about what happened last night." And she says, "It was unfortunate, it was awkward, and we feel bad. We didn't want it to end that way. Mr. Thompson," I'll call them the Thompsons, "Mr. Thompson and I would like for you to join us tomorrow night for dinner with our daughter, the four of us. Have a nice day." I said, "No." I said, "When I said I'm not coming back, I said I'm not coming back. I never saw her again. Never."
Oh, man.
That's how it ended. What a complete jerk I was.
Yeah.
What a jerk. But it embarrassed me.
Did you guys go to the same school?
No.
Or no?
No. That's what made it easier. But I guess she just blamed it all on her dad.
Yeah.
She may have left home and never spoken to her dad again. She blamed it on him when really it was me. I should have said, "You know what, sir? You're right." You know what I said to him? I do remember this. I said, "Yeah, I'll leave and never come back." I said, "Let me tell you something. You ought to be glad that I got your daughter here in your own house instead of out in the woods somewhere parking or somewhere. I'm in your home. I thought that would be the proper thing to do." But it wasn't about that. It was about the time. But I got all bent out of shape because he, you know, emasculated me or something.
Well, and he said that in front of her, so he embarrassed you.
It was embarrassing for both of us.
Yeah.
And I never saw her or spoke to her again. And Mom made that one attempt, and I said, no. I said, when I said I'm not coming back, I'm not coming back.
And it wasn't her fault at all.
No, the girl had nothing to do with it.
The poor girl.
Oh, my goodness. And you know how I knew that I really liked her? When she graduated from high school, I gave her a Brownie Star flash camera.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. It might not have been called a Star. No, it was a Kodak with the rotating flash cubes.
Oh.
Stacked cubes. That's when you really... Is that her dad?
Yep. He's inviting you to dinner.
He's inviting you to dinner.
That was too late. I'm too humiliated.
That was actually her. She said that she went on to... she's like a multimillionaire right now. So.
Whoa. Her grandmother left her a fortune. It could have been mine.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I get. That's what I get. You know what? I promise I will get to that thing I said I would tell you you can do to avoid an awkward thing with other people. See, this is how we keep people listening. We just make them hang on. My kitchen, every time I say, don't jump on me every time, but I hear people, especially on this station, do it, and it drives me nuts. I don't want to be that person. An occasional is okay.
Yeah.
Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. Thompson Price did our kitchen 19 years ago. That's a long time. You might think, well, I bet that kitchen really looks dated now. No, it doesn't. Don't do that. Don't do that. Here's why it doesn't. Never said anything. Because when they remodel a kitchen or bathroom, they don't do it so it'll look great today and next week and for a year or two. They do it thinking way down the road. Now, there are two ways to do this business. Tom Price and his staff could think, well, if we do the kitchen so it looks dated in about 5 years, we'll get to redo it in 5 years. That would be one way to do business. They don't do it that way. Our kitchen was done 19 years ago. No. It doesn't look like a kitchen in a brand new home built or for sale today, but I'll tell you something, pretty nice and held up pretty well. And the only mistake I made is I didn't listen to Mr. Price when he said the hot thing, and it will be for years, is granite countertops. And I didn't do it. And guess what's still the hottest counter? Granite, 19 years later. He knew what he was talking about. I did the stone, whether it was granite or whatever, center island, but I didn't want to shell out the money for the granite countertop. They know what they're doing. Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. Showroom is in De Pere on Manchester, about a half mile east of 270, next to McAllister's Deli. Check it out. Check out their website, too, thompsonprice.com.
Meep, meep.
All right, we're going to check on traffic again. Had a lady, Rosemary, call in and say there was an issue around Riverview and 270 where the police, there was a police presence there. So here's Tim Weiland to fill you in on what's going on. Tim?
Well, it doesn't look like it is affecting traffic right now, but they have just cleared an accident on northbound 55 at Park. Now, traffic on 55 is backed up onto 44, and then 44, you're slow now approaching Jefferson. We have that accident. They're working on eastbound 40 from just before Highway 270. The two right lanes are blocked. Now you are back to Timberlake Manor, or west of Timberlake Manor. Eastbound 270 is a bit heavy now from Lindbergh through 170, and it looks like westbound 70, a slowdown now from 170 out past the airport. This traffic report is brought to you by Kohl's. Right now at Kohl's, take an extra 15% off, spend $100 or more, and take an extra 20% off. Go to Kohl's.com to download your savings pass. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Live and local.
The Big 550
KTRS.
Depend on it.
He was more than just a coonskin cap. He was more than just a character in a TV show.
He was Daniel Boone, and his home in Defiance brings you back to the pioneer days, especially during Spirits from the Past, Saturday, October 24th from 6 till 10 p.m. This Halloween season, stroll through the lantern-lit paths at the historic Daniel Boone Home and Heritage Center to explore a village filled with superstition and doubt. As you enjoy hot cider, listen to the murder ballads, hear funerary practices of the time, and other chilling stories. Find out why townspeople were always cautious, especially at night. Limited tickets are available for Spirits from the Past and the upcoming Christmas candlelight tours at the historic Daniel Boone Home and Heritage Center, 10 beautiful miles from I-64 and Highway 94 in St. Charles County. The admission is $10 for adults, $6 for kids. And if you purchase by October 15th, you'll get a discount. For more, call 636-798-2005 or go to danielboonehome.com.
Now is the perfect time to invest in your home. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Millhaven here. Increase the value of your home with custom closets from locally owned and locally operated St. Louis Closet Company. You can organize for less than you think. They offer free in-home estimates, so give them a call today at 314-781-9000 to schedule your consultation. With a custom closet from St. Louis Closet Company, you truly will have a place for everything. Whether it's a master closet, a kid's closet, pantry, home office, entertainment center, laundry room, playroom, even a Murphy bed, St. Louis Closet Company will get your entire home organized for less. Now is the perfect time to invest in your home, and St. Louis Closet Company will work with your budget to create a place for everything in your home. Call St. Louis Closet Company today at 314-781-9000 to schedule your free in-home estimate. Recently, I had St. Louis Closet Company come out and take this wasted space and turn it into a valuable closet. You need closet space. You need value in your home. You need St. Louis Closet Company.
I guess it was at my house today, part of the Precision Coatings crew. They came. They showed up. They said, we'll be there at 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock, they were there. They waterproofed my house. I have a house that the front of it is brick and stone, and it's old Chicago brick. It's very porous, so it absorbs moisture. And if you don't waterproof it every 5 years or so, it'll soak in moisture, get wet, and when that freezes, it expands. It pops in the brick and cracks the brick and pops the front of the brick off. Some bricks have to be completely replaced. So they came out with a crew, and they waterproofed my house today. And I'm going to guess that it's as good a waterproofing as I've ever had. I got screwed one time. We've been in the house 30 years next year. The first time I had it done, I think they sprayed water on it or something. It was horrible. And I lost a bunch of brick, had to have the chimney rebuilt. So Precision Coatings, thank you for a great job. And in the spring, they're going to paint the entire back of the house, the hardy plank that's back there. If you have painting and you're smart, you won't do it yourself unless you are a professional painter. You get a pass if you're a professional painter. You want your house painted inside, outside. Hey, holiday season, a couple of rooms will look a lot better if you get them painted. We have your painters, Precision Coatings, 6-